Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, and thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for telling your friends. Thank you for finding me. You know, I was listening to the theme song. You know, Nathan, my son, wrote the theme song, and I've been playing the theme song for so long. And then just for a moment today, I was just listening and singing along and smiling. And that's what this life is really about, moments, my dear audience. Life is about all of the moments. That's it. It's simple. But before I go on, let me just share with my new listeners, anyone that's just listening to the show for the first time, who the hell am I? I'm going to say the world's only self-proclaimed happiness specialist. Screw this. Oops, forget self-proclaimed. I am the world's happiness specialist. And what that means is I share with whoever wants to listen, whoever wants to hear, what I've learned about this thing called happiness. When I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And just like anything else, you know, when you throw your questions out, when you throw out requests, the universe finds a way to answer. Always. You will always get answered. Your questions will get answered. Now, they might not be the answers that you want, and it might take a while for the universe to answer, but you are always listened to. So when I was younger, I wanted to be happy. And I thought, like everyone else, what came between me and happiness was the programming of what I thought this life was supposed to be about, what I thought, who I thought I was. It was just a lot of programming. And when I say programming, I might as well throw in the word brainwash too. And all of us are victims. Every single one were victims of a program. I don't care what country you're from. I don't care what culture you are. Unless you're raised in the middle of the jungle, you have been exposed to the programming. Now, let me just get into my definition of happiness before we go on. My definition of happiness is to be able to be at peace, to feel peace, to feel peaceful, regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. And I have to say that, listen, I've got people that listen to the show, and they've been listening to me for a long, long time. And sometimes, a lot of the times, I repeat myself. And it's funny because I've heard things for years and years and years and years and years, concepts, years and years and years. And then all of a sudden, a decade later, the light bulb goes on and, oh, I get it. So I don't mind repeating. If you don't mind listening, just turn the volume down if you've heard it before. But you never know when something is going to click. You never know when something is going to stand up a little straighter. Your interest is piqued and you say, oh, I get it. I think Oprah calls it an aha moment. So happiness can be defined in any, however you like, your happiness, but my happiness is defined by experiencing everything and still remaining at peace. That means the struggle, the roller coaster, the challenges of this life, but I'm still internally, I am at peace. That's it. And what I found, wanting it and prioritizing it and making a commitment to wanting to be happier, what I found is there is a formula for happiness. Just like there's a formula for water, there's a formula for hydrogen, there is a formula for happiness. And that formula never includes any other entity but self. It doesn't include people that you know. It doesn't include your loved ones. It doesn't include the price of gas. It doesn't include anything but self. So that's the good news, because now you are empowered, because you have the ability to make choices in your moments. You are always in every moment given a chance to either choose peace or choose drama. You are given a chance to choose acceptance, or you're not given a chance to choose. You either are accepting or you are resisting. It's a lot to it, my dear audience. It's a lot to it, but lucky for you, I've done all the heavy lifting. I've done all the heavy lifting. And I've come up with, there are certain behaviors, there are certain beliefs, there are a litany amount of behaviors that you can practice eliminating. Because all of these behaviors, there are so many behaviors that subtract from happiness, and why would you do something that is subtracting from your happiness? I don't know. That's going to be a question that only you can answer. Before I go on, I want to say that I am available for, and I'm actually putting together some weekend retreats, but I am available for seminars, for retreats, for workshops, for talks. Contact me at info@rebeccanorrington.com. The show Reality Spirituality, you can share it. It's getting larger. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on TuneIn, and, of course, we're on Blog Talk Radio. And I believe iTunes, too. Anywho, today's topic, and if you want to call and talk to me live and ask a question, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Oh, I love today's topic. Well, I love all the topics, but I really, really love today's topic because it's what I'm currently doing. And, you know, when I say happiness is a practice skill, I'm going to let you in on what I've been practicing for the last few weeks. And it is eliminating the stories, eliminating my stories, eliminating the reasons why I'm behaving like that, eliminating the story about the reasons why someone else is doing whatever they're doing. Eliminating all the stories to break everything down, because it's a stripping down of everything and you to the very, very bare bones. And when you strip everything down, there isn't a story. There's no story out in the universe. And I use the word universe. Some people use the term God, spirit, higher power, source. Doesn't matter to me. You can use whatever term you want. I'm okay with all of it. Some people actually have preferences and say, well, I say this in whatever, and they prefer a certain term, so it's fine with me. Did I just lose my point? Did I just lose my train of thought? Oh, there it came back. So the purpose of this life, what is the purpose of this life? What is the purpose? You know, I used to think that when I found my purpose, I'd be happy. So I began the search for my purpose. We talked about this a few months ago about purpose. And, you know, the search for my purpose lasted for decades. It took a while. It took a while for me to realize what my purpose, why I'm here. What am I doing here? I discovered that my purpose is to grow and expand my consciousness. My purpose is to accept others, myself, without criticism or complaint. My purpose is to experience, to observe, to witness, to enjoy, to have fun, to be light. That's it. It's not about a goal. It's not about a goal out there in the future. It's about a moment-by-moment purpose in every single moment. And that is the challenge. So the other day, I befriended someone. It was funny because we've been quote-unquote friends for I would say over a decade, and this is somebody that I know personally. And the interesting thing is when you start growing and start really looking in, and when you make a commitment to prioritizing wanting to be peaceful, wanting to have more happiness, wanting to feel content, what happens is you find that there are some things that you are carrying. Pretend you're packing to go on a trip, and you're overpacked. We've all overpacked. I mean, I haven't figured out how to not overpack yet. So it's an overpacking of behaviors that we don't need, the behaviors, because they don't serve, these certain behaviors eliminate happiness. Not eliminate happiness. Certain behaviors need to be eliminated so you can feel and be more peaceful and more happy. One of my, getting back to the Facebook friend, so I unfriended, and then I said, well, I know why I unfriended him. It's because, and I listed, it's because A, B, C, D. And I haven't seen this person in probably a year. I always see them when I go back to California. A, B, C, and D. I said, oh, I know, that's why I'm different. That's why I'm befriending him. And then I had to stop and say, well, that's a story. The real reason why I befriended this person is because it was time for me to defriend them, period. So the stories are really the issue. The story, without the story, you don't suffer. Without the story, there's no chance to come up with reasons why. What would happen if in every moment you just experienced it and you just kept it moving without a story about how you feel, without a story about what somebody did, without a story about what somebody else said. And that goes for you too. Without what you did, without what you said, how about just experiencing this life just like nature does? Just experience and keep it moving. Experience and keep it moving. But to do that, you have to be able to detach and practice letting go of yesterday, letting go of talking about yesterday, letting go of holding on to yesterday. Who cares? Especially if yesterday and the story about yesterday or the story about somebody else is making you feel less than peaceful. You know, I don't even remember, but I'm going to say something about the Kardashians today. That's right. You heard me. The Kardashians. I was on YouTube and I saw this, something popped up and it said Kylie Jenner tells the truth about the Jordan Woods scandal. Now, I'm not even going to get into that. But see, there's a lesson to all of it. And I said, what is that? And it was only 2 minutes. So you know I had to click on it. And this young girl, Kylie Jenner, the youngest one, the one that is the billionaire, she had a conversation with one of her sisters. I was just looking at the video. Her sister was in the room, her mother was in the room, and she says, you know, and she had been friends with this young girl for since they were young, probably 15 years, maybe, I don't know, who knows, but for a long time. They lived together, they did everything together. They were attached at the hip. And this young girl in her early 20s said something so profound that I had to bring it up on the show today. So the whole scandal that she had with her girlfriend, and the whole scandal with the girlfriend and her sister, this young girl, Kylie Jenner, said, you know, I was thinking about it, and I figured out that I had to experience this. I had to go through this. Jordan had to go through this. Her sister had to go through it, because that's just part of life. And so these people that come into our lives and leave our lives, all it is just like a season. It's like a season in the weather. Summer comes and summer leaves. Spring comes and spring leaves. People that come in and out of our lives are here for a moment, and sometimes they stay and sometimes they don't. Let's let go of the story to keep it light, to keep us light, because it really is about us. It's about you. It's not about anybody else. It's about the person in the mirror. Let's keep it light. So it's not about, well, they left me, we couldn't get along, we argued, he said this, he was selfish, she was, the stories are endless. And I'm here to challenge you, my dear audience, to let go of all of your stories. Scratch that. Practice letting go of all the stories. And start with a small story. Because I don't know about you, but I've got stories from when I was very young. So that means let go of all the stories, even if they're decades old. Just say, okay, that's what I experienced, and keep it moving. That is an extra suitcase that you don't need to carry. The less suitcases that you carry on this journey we call life, the lighter you will be. And why let go of the suitcases? Because it doesn't serve you in any way. Looking back and feeling bad or sad about, or mad or resentment, any kind of feeling that doesn't align with or isn't the same as being peaceful, content, satisfied, balanced, relaxed. Any story that doesn't align, that isn't compatible with being peaceful, is a story that you don't need to continue to carry in your suitcase. This is what adds to happiness. Practicing these behaviors will add to your happiness. Number one, making happiness, making peace your number one priority. Committing in every moment to wanting to be happier. Surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment. Being yourself, acceptance, humbling the ego. Listen, the ego is the one that is telling you the story. The ego is the one that is coming up with the story. Because we've talked about it before. The ego, the purpose of the ego is to disrupt. It's the opposite of being peaceful. The opposite. So we can recognize that, and then we behave accordingly. We're not hating on the ego. I just recognize the job that the ego has. And it's up to me, it's up to you to choose how much power I am going to give my ego. The other thing that adds to happiness is trusting, letting go, choosing your perspective, choosing your focus, staying out of everybody's business, practicing behaviors that add to happiness, and eliminating the behaviors that subtract from happiness. You know, I was watching, you know, if you listen, you know I'm a big sports fan. I was watching just very short a clip from the ESPYs. It's a program where the athletes from basketball to football get awards. It's held once a year. And there's a young man, his name is, let me see, what is his name? Oh, geez, I know I wrote it down. Okay, there it is. Mom. Hi, Mom. Rob Mendez, and he gave a speech. You can just go on YouTube. It was really, really, it was something to remember. This Rob Mendez was born without arms and without legs. Can you imagine? He was born without arms, and he was born without legs. The guy is in a wheelchair, and he's a youngster. He's, I think, maybe, I don't know, 30s, maybe? He looks in his 30s, late 30s, mid-30s. I'm not sure. But he loved football, and he wanted to be involved with football. And so he I don't know really the details of it, but I know that he wanted to coach football, and then he did get a coaching job, and then he was let go. And for 14 years, that's right, I said it, 14 years, this young man, Rob Mendez, without arms and without legs, finally landed a job as a head coach. No, he was, oh, that's right, he was coaching before, but then he was let go, but he always wanted to be a head coach. And so he finally got the job as a head coach, I believe, in California at some college. I don't remember exactly where. But this is the point. This is the point. Like I have a point. I forgot my point. No, I didn't forget it. He looks in the mirror, and he doesn't see what you and I see, or he doesn't have the same stories about him that we have about him. See, he's not running around here looking at or feeling sorry for himself. This young man is out there, hey, I'm going to make this stuff happen. If this guy was attached to all of these stories about he doesn't have any arms, he doesn't have any legs, what is he going to do? If he listened to the stories out there, I don't know about you, but I don't think he'd be so driven. There are not a lot of people that... No, I'm going to scratch that. There are so many people that are inspiring despite what the universe, despite their challenges. And we all have challenges, including myself. They just don't look like somebody else's challenge. They just don't look like another challenge. But we all have challenges. And so the story is the key, because the story is the reason why we suffer. The story behind it, the story behind a death, the story about health, the story about finances, the story about a relationship. It is the story. What about letting go of all the stories, letting go of the stories, eliminating the stories, and just start experiencing this life without judgment, without a story. When I catch myself, and trust me, it's a constant awareness. When I catch myself in the middle of a story, telling myself a story as about another person, about myself, about the world, about anything that's going on out there, it's you know how you get a shock or an electric shock? I'm starting to really let go of all the stories. Little by little. And growth and expansion takes time. So when I say practice letting go of your stories, that's exactly what I mean. It's just about a practice. Let go of a story that you don't need to hold on to anymore. Let go of a story that doesn't make you feel good. Let go of a story that doesn't make you feel good. Why are we holding on to stories and they don't even make us feel good? There is an underlying reason to that too. And if you are not able to let go of your story, then that means that your story, you are getting something from holding on to that story. There is something that you are getting, needing, to holding on to a negative story. You know what I'm talking about. There is some kind of benefit from it. And I'm telling you this, when I commit, made a commitment, prioritized being happier, I'm letting go of anything that doesn't fall in line with my peace or my happiness. It's got to go. It's got to go out to the trash, taken out, dumped, recycled or not. It's got to go. The reason why I say letting go of the stories, by letting go of the stories, what you're going to have to do is become more conscious, more aware in every single moment. Because these stories, that's a story. Sometimes people call them thoughts. Oh, that's a story, that's a story. Oh, I'm thinking about a story now. Start with something small. Maybe it's going to the grocery store. The story of I don't know, the grocery store story. I'm saying start small, because when we're practicing new behaviors to I don't want to use the word succeed, to get to a point of expertise, is the more you practice, the more you are going to be able to recognizing and then eliminating the story. You're recognizing and you're eliminating the programming. Your programming determines your behavior. The programming is based on stories. What's going to start to happen when I'm talking on the phone or I'm making conversation with someone and I start telling a story about, now it's different about telling a story about what's happened, an event, but when I start in with the reasons why and giving a reason like I know. See, the stories, you have to always ask yourself, is it true? Is this really the truth? Or is it the something that I think, and it might not be the truth. It's probably not the truth. Scratch that. It's probably not the truth. When you're coming up with a story, especially about someone else and why someone else is behaving a certain way. Because there is nothing that you can say that you know about someone else unless you're in their skin and unless you're them. The story's why. Let me give you another example. I'm going to try to think of another example really quick. Or really slow, it doesn't really matter. Let's see another story. You know, one of the stories that I hear a lot from other people, you know how we, us people of a certain generation, look back at the youngsters and then we criticize them and we talk about them and they're all off and they're always on their phones and they don't have any social abilities, on and on and on and on and on. That's a story. See, the judgments, the stories, subtract from your peace, subtract from your happiness. When you want to be, when you desire to be, when you make a commitment to be happier, there's work to do. There's practice. You can't become an Olympic athlete or a Michael Jordan or a Tom Brady without practice. So all this show does, all I do, is tell and teach and share with you what to practice. And today is eliminate your story. Recognize, eliminate the story. Let me see. I'm just going over my notes. Oh, here we go. This is, and I'm only using myself as an example. Wanting something to be different. Thinking that I need something else. If I don't have it right now, I don't need it. And if you don't have something that you want right now, it means that you don't need it in this particular moment. If you don't have whatever you want in the moment, that means that you don't need it. That's a kind of a hard one to grasp, but it's the truth. You are always supplied with everything that you need. There is no lack in the universe. You are given everything that you need, and it's up to you to say, you know what, universe, open me up more. How can I become more open? How can I become more trusting? How can I become more accepting? How can I accept? How can I trust? How can I let go? How can I be the example of peace? How can I contribute to this planet? By being peaceful and letting go of the stories that do not add to your peace. I hear people tell me stories, and you know, when they're telling me a story that it really bothers them, it really angers them, it really annoys them, do you know that you can listen to those people, whoever it is, and they can get all riled up again. Now, mind you, this story happened last week, a year ago, sometimes 10, sometimes 20 years ago, and you can still get riled up and angry every time you retell the story. Well, my question to you is, I have a few questions. Why are you rehashing a story that doesn't make you feel good? The second question is, why are you sharing it with anybody? Why are you sharing the story with someone? It doesn't make you feel good. the reason why people share, the reason why people share their angst and their anger and their resentment and their mad and their sadness, all of that stuff, the reason why they share it, just put your seatbelt on this for this one. What does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else? What does the man with the hump back, with the hump in his back want more than anything else? No, it's not to get rid of this hump, but good guess. The man with the hump in his back wants you to have a hump too. So my question to you, my dear audience, is why are you sharing, why are you dragging these stories that don't make you feel good into your present moment? Not only are why are you dragging your stories that don't make you feel good in the present moment, why are you sharing them with somebody? You want them to be angry, you want them to be mad, you want them to feel like you're feeling? It's going to be very rare in my real life that you're going to find it very rare. I can't even, that I share a story, a tragic story, a story, oh God, this is what happened to me, and oh, can you imagine? I mean, when I tell the story about my mother dying and her giving the house to the handyman, I'm not up here saying, oh God, my mother died, and can you believe she gave the house? No. You're going to hear that story. You're going to hear that story with the same amount of energy that I feel from telling the story. And that's light and acceptance and letting it go. Because there was a reason for that. Now, hold on. Don't think I'm over here just skipping through the tulips. When I first found out after my mother died that she gave the family house to the handyman, trust me, I was for about 12, 14 days. Oh, I went through it, audience. I went through it. But then the practice kicks in. The practice of letting go of that story and the practice of looking for how have I gained from that? How did that serve me? How did that benefit me? There were so many things that I had to look in the mirror and say, yep, I had expectations. Yep, I had attachments. Yep, I wanted to blame other people. I wanted to have control. It was a 2-week looking in the mirror and, oh, no, I thought I got rid of all my expectations. Are you telling me there's some expectations over there in the corner, in the closet, in the corner, in the dark that I didn't see? I got to get that out. So see, the universe has your back. The universe is giving you exactly what you need, regardless of how it feels and regardless of how it looks. So when I tell that story, it's funny because I could tell the story. Now, sometimes I don't tell the story because what happens is the reaction is, oh, my God, what? Distress, the face, the eyes get, the eyebrows get high, the eyeballs bug out, and it's a whole reaction because the programming is to react to a story like that in, oh, my God, that's horrible. But the truth is, it is the best thing that happened to me at that time. Because now if I'm walking around here claiming to be, not claiming, a happiness specialist, then how do you walk through that? Thank you, universe, for that. Thank you for letting me experience that. Thank you for giving me putting a spotlight on my attachments and my expectations. I thought I I thought I was done. I thought I was finished. In fact, I have someone who's going to be visiting me. They said in September, and then I, oh, September, and then I'm kind of getting excited, and I said, nope, calm down. There's no expectation. We don't know if anybody's going to be visiting you until you see them. So it's a practice of letting go and staying in the moment. Now, listen, I'm not talking about somebody is going to visit me and I can't be happy about it. I can't get excited over it. Trust me, I get excited over a lot of stuff, a lot. But the key is to really be aware in every moment of what your emotion is, what label you're putting on it. These behaviors, I'm just going to list a few of them really quick. We talked about them. These behaviors subtract from your happiness. Where's my list? I should know everything. Even though there's probably about 40 things on the list, I should know all of them, right? Oh, don't have it. Of course I don't. Okay, some of the things that subtract from happiness, I'll just shoot them out. All expectations, all judgments, all attachments, living in the past, living in the future, stories that don't make you feel good, blaming, complaining, comparing, labeling, letting go of the stories, and that is a challenge for you this week. Just monitor yourself. There's my list. Just monitor yourself and say, when the stories come up, just say, click, 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 click. Oh, no story. Nope, I'm not going to give that a story. Nope, I'm not going to give that a story. Think I'm not going to give that a story. Make it fun. Let go of the stories. Also, be very conscious and be very aware of what you're sharing with other people, what kind of stories you're sharing with other people. You are not going to find me sharing any kind of tragedy, horrible story about myself or anyone else on social media. I would like everybody to be at peace, to be peaceful. What's wrong with this world anyway? What's the biggest problem with this world? Is it hunger? Is it the population? Is it animal? What is that called? Global warming? Poverty? Racism? The biggest issue on this planet is unhappy people. Are people that are not peaceful with themselves. That is the biggest problem. Because when you're at peace with self, when you are at peace with self, you're not running around sharing stories that are going to make anyone else's day unpeaceful. Now, trust me, there are addictions, and I've talked about it before, but there are addictions, and I'm not talking about the drugs, I'm not talking about the alcohol, the food, and the shopping. I'm not talking about any of that. There are addictions to sharing bad news. There are addictions to sharing tragic news. There are addictions to being right. There are addictions to drama. It's so funny how some people can't wait to share bad news. Now, I'm accepting those people. They're all accepted in my world. And when I see them, I say hi, I give them a hug, and I keep it moving. I mean, how many how many people do you know that all they do is share bad news, share a bad news story? Or maybe that's you. The other things that subtract from happiness, now that I do have my list, is taking anything personally, is controlling, resisting any moment, lack of personal growth, allowing the ego to dictate what you do and what you say, being impatient subtracts from your peace, subtracts from your happiness. Story that you tell, and what I'm going to say is be conscious of the stories that you tell others and the stories that you tell yourself. You want to contribute to the planet? You want to serve the planet? Be an example of peace. Be an example of acceptance. Be an example of unconditional love. That means love without any conditions attached. That means you love without, regardless of what somebody does or regardless of what somebody doesn't does. You love like the universe loves, with total acceptance. You love without and you accept without, I don't care what kind of cause or purpose, thinking that your way is the best way, the right way, the only way. Shout out to all my people with causes. To live and let these people live. Anytime you are looking out and finding fault with a group of people, with a type of person, with anybody that is not like you or has your own standards or your own beliefs, you are subtracting from your own happiness. It's difficult. Trust me, people. I'm up here accepting everybody. It's more than a notion. And I was not like this, and I have not been like this all my life. But when I chose to prioritize, not chose, needed, wanted, just like I need and want to breathe, and commit to being happier and more peaceful, letting go of these people. But the thing is, my judgments about other people gave me the false sense or the illusion of, I'm better than they are. Oh, this way, of course, is better. Oh, I'm contributing. I'm adding. These other people are subtracting. No. The truth is, practice experiencing your life, witnessing your life, letting go of all the judgments, especially letting go of all the stories, and just flow and let go and relax. Be at peace with whatever you experience and whatever you don't experience. Reality spirituality is heard every Sunday, unless I'm not inspired to. Every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. You can go on YouTube and search for Rebecca Norrington or Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos up. I know. I'm going to put more up. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon and or Lulu. My second book, the one that I'm writing now that I've been writing forever, Program for Unhappiness. And see, how about that story? Oh, I haven't written my book. I'm not finished with my book. I was supposed to finish it before May, and now it's July, and it's not finished. And that means, and that's another story. See? I hope somebody listens to this, because sometimes when you get to the, you know, to the end, when you're rolling the credits, people turn the show off. If you're still listening, what I just said, the story about me writing the book, not writing the book, oh, I'm the book isn't finished, oh, I'm not, you know, I'm not disciplined enough, oh, I didn't write today, I didn't write today, I didn't do anything on the book this week, I didn't do anything on the book last week. All of those things, thoughts, are stories. And guess what? The book, the second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out when it's out. That's my story. That's what I mean. Oh, now here's my story right now. I wish I would have said that at the beginning of the show. Anywho, until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. That's my favorite quote from Abraham. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. I will talk to you again. Have a great week. So, this week, your challenge is, let go of your stories. Recognize your stories. Say, oh, that's a story. That's a story. That story. Don't need it. Story, story, story. Don't need it. Reality, spirituality. Thank you for listening. Practice.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now.